Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January the 8th, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour. And I enjoyed the conversation from hour number one. And if anybody has anything to say about the car trouble or, heaven forbid, the fruitcake, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. And remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. Now, I did want to mention this, because I've had these for a few days, and we will use these as time goes on. But over the holiday season, I was visiting Jeannie Evers, Charlie's wife, and she gave me two books. One's called The Bathroom Book of Ohio Trivia, Weird, Wacky, and Wild Trivia. So I've got this book here, and I've also got Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, Plunges into Ohio. And these books are just chocked full of interesting stories about Ohio and interesting trivia. Now, I'm looking here at this, The Bathroom Reader. I think, well, it's 309 pages of Ohio interesting facts. And the Ohio Trivia book is 224 pages. So a lot of interesting facts. And I'm looking at a few of them here. Now, a few would be very easy to... well, here's some facts. They list this in the book. This is The Bathroom Book of Ohio Trivia, Weird, Wacky, and Wild. This is the 10 good reasons to live in Ohio. 10 good reasons to live in Ohio. Number 10, Ohio has an official state rock song. Sing Hang On Sloopy and you'll have an instant party. That's number 10. Number 9, Ohio's unique road maintenance system ensures a smooth drive. Potholes are filled with asphalt in the summer and snow in the winter. Number 8, Ohio has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was there last year. Very fun place to visit. Number 7, Ohio has variety. You can go north to the lake for boating and skiing, south to the river for dining and gambling, or to the middle of the state for shopping. Number 6, Ohioans have a laid-back language. You can end your sentences with an unnecessary preposition and no one will mind. For example, where are my keys at? I don't know if that's an Ohio thing, but why not? Number 5, you're never more than 30 minutes away from a college or university, no matter where you are in Ohio. Seriously, try it. Never more than 30 minutes away from a university or college. Isn't that interesting? And Ohio is a big state. Number 4, if you're hungry, you're in the right place. Agriculture and restaurants are big here. If you're not hungry, that's okay. The first chewing gum was made in Ohio, and you can have that instead. Did anybody know that the first chewing gum was made in Ohio? Number 3, all you have to say is go Bucks anywhere in Ohio, and you'll make instant friends. Boy, isn't that the truth. There is something about the football team, the, I don't know. You know, I wonder, though, is Go Bucks about the state or is Go Bucks about the football team? I guess it depends on where you're saying it. Number 2, 10 good reasons to live in Ohio. Number 2, Ohio is the roller coaster capital of the world. Now, I'm guessing that probably has to do with Cedar Point. The roller coaster capital of the world. How about that? And the number one good reason to live in Ohio, fickle about weather, then Ohio is definitely for you. If you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes. It'll change. And we all know about that. And that's from the Bathroom Book of Ohio Trivia. Weird, wacky, and wild. 10 good reasons to live in Ohio. How about that? All right. As I said this morning, we've got the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up at 11:10 a.m. And then we have the Exchange Club today, which should be interesting because we have a panelist this afternoon, and it'll be kind of like it used to be. We'll talk a little bit about current events, a little bit about studies, a little bit about lives, and you can call in on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. So, we'll have that at 12. Now, because of that, I know that everybody likes the Family Feud. Now, we've got 2 hours here until Pastor Whitaker is going to join us. So, what I did during the break was I went out and I printed some Family Feud questions. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. I don't know where these questions came from. I think they're fun questions, but the print is so small on these questions, I can barely see the thing. So we're going to hope that I can read these, because this is the tiniest print. I should have blown these up, but it was one of those situations where the printer had already started, and I knew that I was already into this. So, let's see here what I can come up with. Okay, I think these are all numbered. Okay, the first category here on the Family Feud this morning, 8 answers, 8 big answers. Here's the category. Okay, name something specific that little kids get sent to their room for. Name something specific that little kids get sent to their room for. There are 8 answers here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something little kids get sent to their room for. Does anybody know the answers here? Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Can I do 2?
Go ahead.
Talking back.
Talking back is the number one answer.
And how about lying?
Lying. Let's see here if lying is on the list. Lying is number 7 on the list.
Okay.
You got them. Thank you. All right, those are 2 answers. Number 1 answer is talking back, and number 7 is lying. The category again, name something specific that a little kid would get sent to their room for. Name something specific that a little kid would get sent to their room for. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here, and we will put you up on the air. Go ahead, caller.
How about being bad?
Being bad. Let me see here. Let's see here. Well, misbehaving. Yeah, misbehaving's on the list. Number 3, misbehaving. Thank you.
Yep,
misbehaving hits the list at number 3. All right. Name something that a little kid would get sent to their room for. That's what we're looking for. Name something a little kid would get sent to their room for. Talking back is number 1. Misbehaving was number 3. And lying was number 7. There are 8 answers altogether. Go ahead, caller.
Telling them lie.
Telling a lie, number seven on the list. You've got
Thank
it. Thank you.
You.
Lying is number seven on the list today. Name something a little kid would get sent to their room for. Talking back, number one. Misbehaving, number three. Lying, number seven. There are eight big answers on the board today. 740-383-9944. 24 minutes past the hour. Name something specific that a little kid would get sent to their room for. And we've got eight chances to win here. Eight answers. Talking back one, misbehaving three, lying number seven. Go ahead, caller.
How about stealing?
Stealing, theft. Let's see here. Stealing. Stealing is not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No stealing on the list today. Name something specific that a little kid would get sent to their room for. Go ahead, caller.
Not picking up your toys.
Not picking up your toys. Let's see. No, not picking up your toys. Not on the list. No, not picking up after yourself. Not picking up after yourself does not make the list today. Name something specific that a little kid would get sent to their room for. Something specific that a little kid would get sent to their room for. Go ahead, caller.
How about cursing?
Cursing, bad language. Let's see here. Bad language, number eight on the list. You got it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bad language shows up at number eight on the list. So, talking back is number one, misbehaving is number three, lying number seven, and bad language is number eight. Go ahead, caller.
How about it's bedtime?
Bedtime. Defying the bedtime. Not on the list. Good guess, though.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Bedtime is not on the list. Name something that a little kid would get sent to their room for. That's what we're looking for. Something a little kid would get sent to their room for. Go ahead, caller.
How about fighting with one of their siblings?
Fighting. Number two on the list. You got it.
Okey-doke.
Thank you. Fighting shows up at number two on the list today. All right. Name something specific that would get a little kid sent to its room. Talking back, number one. Fighting, number two. Misbehaving, number three. Lying, number seven. And bad language is number eight. Go ahead, caller.
Pinching or biting?
You say biting. What was it? The other one?
Pinching.
Pinching or biting? Pinching or biting is not on the list. No pinching or biting on the list today. Name something specific that would get a little kid sent to their room. Talking back was one. Fighting, number two. Misbehaving, number three. Lying, number seven. And using bad language is number eight. We still don't have four, five, or six. Three answers left. Go ahead, caller.
How about making a mess and not cleaning it up?
Making a mess. Let's see here. No mess on the list. Making a mess does not make the list today. 740-383-9944. Something specific that a little kid would do that would end in them getting sent to their room. Three answers remain. Go ahead, caller.
I would never do this to let Ryan get in the bed with me, but how about not eating?
What? I can't hear you.
Not eating their food.
Oh, not eating their food. Let's see here. Not eating their food. Not on the list. Not eating their food does not make the list today. Name something specific that would get a little kid sent to their room. Talking back 1, fighting 2, misbehaving 3, 7 is lying, 8 is using bad language. There are 3 answers that still remain. Something that would get a little kid sent to their room. What are the answers? Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said bad grades?
Bad grades. Well, I'll tell you, bad grades is not on the list, but there is one that has to do with school.
Bullying?
Not bullying.
Oh, shoot. I'll have to think about it.
Think about it. Yes, there is an answer on the list that does have to do with schooling. One of the remaining 3 answers does have to do with school. The category is name something specific that would get a little kid in trouble and sent to their room. Now, there is one that does have to do with school that we have not come upon yet here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think you give it away, for not doing that.
Not doing their homework. Not doing their homework did not make the list today. Not doing their homework is not on the list. Name something that would get a little kid sent to their room. One has to do with schooling here. Talking back was 1. Fighting was 2. Misbehaving was 3. Lying was 7. And bad language was number 8. Now, there are 3 answers left, and one of them has to do with school. That is true. One of them has to do with schooling. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that would get a little kid sent to their room. That is the Family Feud category today as we approach 31 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
How about marking on the walls?
Marking on the walls. No marking on the walls today. No marking on the walls. Something that would get a little kid sent to their room. Something bad a little kid would do. That is the category. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Skipping school.
Skipping school. You know, skipping school not on the list, but a good guess. Skipping school does not make the list today, but one of the answers does have to do with schooling. There is one answer that does have to do with schooling on this list. Name something specific that a little kid would do to get sent to their room. 3 answers still remain. Go ahead, caller.
How about getting in trouble at school?
This is something that would get you in trouble at school, but it's something specific.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, this is something that would get you in trouble at school, but it's something specific that you would be doing at school. Go ahead, caller.
How about getting detention?
Detention. Good guess. Not on the list, though. Now, you might get detention for this. This might be something that you would get detention for. Name something specific that would get a little kid sent to their room. Go ahead, caller.
How about arguing with the teacher?
Arguing with the teacher. Not arguing with the teacher. No arguing with the teacher on the list today. Name something that would get a little kid in trouble and sent to their room. Now, one of these does have to do with school. Interestingly enough, go ahead, caller.
Fighting.
Fighting. Let's see here. Fighting is not on the list, but good guess.
All right, thank you.
No fighting on the list. Now, remember, talking back was number 1. Fighting was already given to us. Here's the list. Talking back 1, fighting 2, misbehaving 3, lying 7, and bad language 8. Go ahead, caller.
What about cheating on a test?
Cheating on a test. That's a good answer, but not the one we're looking for.
Okie doke.
Thank you. Cheating on a test does not make the list. Name one thing specific that a little kid would do that would result in them being sent to their room. That is the category. Go ahead, caller.
Not doing homework.
Not doing homework. Good guess, but not on the list. Not doing your homework does not end up on the list today. Name something specific that would get a little kid sent to their room. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
How about sent to the room to clean the room?
Sent to the room to clean the room. Well, I'll tell you what. There's one on this list that kind of covers a lot of these things. Something a child would do. Let's say you said, okay, go clean your room. Now, what could the child do that would cause them to get in trouble?
I'd have to think about it. I'll call back in.
Think about it.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, there's one answer on here that kind of covers a lot of ground. You know, it would be something a child would do if you ask them to do something. It would be, two of them are kind of like that, to be honest with you, two of the remaining answers, and one has to do with school. So they're on the list here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What? Name something specific that a little child would do that would get them sent to their room. Talking back one, fighting number two, misbehaving number three, lying number seven, and bad language number eight. Go ahead, caller.
Talking back.
Talking back. That is it. Not really. This is not talking back. I almost gave it to you. It's not talking back. Huh?
Arguing?
Not really arguing. It really is something different than that, but that's very close.
Showing disrespect.
What do they call that when a kid? I guess it's not really.
I call it acting up.
They act up, but what do we call that when a child acts up? There's a specific word that is only used for kids. We don't even really use it for adults.
I don't know.
You'll know it when you hear it.
I'm around the edges of it.
You're around the edges of it. It's one word. We would never say, I guess we could say an adult would do this, but it's specifically used for kids.
Swearing?
Not swearing, no. It's a kid word.
Keep
thinking. Yeah, this is something that a kid would do, and it's really a word. I mean, we've used it for adults, but the word is really made for kids. It's a specific word for something that a kid would do. So think about that. And then the other one has to do with kind of a broad area of something that a kid would do. If you said, go clean your room, you know, what would be their answer? Go ahead, caller.
Caught smoking.
Not smoking. Good guess, though.
Okay, thank you.
No smoking on the list today. Name something specific that a little kid would do that would get them sent to their room. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, that's called temper tantrum.
You got it. Tantrum. Now, see, am I right on that? Is tantrum different than acting out and all that? Are you there? Nope, I think our caller left us. But I think the word tantrum is different because when we say an adult does something, we don't say a tantrum. I guess it has been used, but not specifically, I don't think. Okay, yes, tantrum was number five on the list. So now we've got talking back, fighting, misbehaving, tantrum, lying, and bad language. So there are two answers left on the list, and we don't have the one that has to do with school. We still have not figured out the one that has to do with school. What would you do in school that would get you in trouble and sent to your room? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still two answers left on the board today. Name something that a little kid would do that would get them sent to their room. Still one that has to do with school on this list. Go ahead, caller.
How about bullying?
Not bullying. Good guess, though. Bullying does not make the list today. 740-383-9944. Something a little kid would do that would get them in trouble. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Misbehaving.
Misbehaving is number three on the list. Yes. Misbehaving was an answer that we already had. Misbehaving comes in at number three. The answers that we already have, talking back, fighting, misbehaving, throwing a tantrum, lying, and bad language. Two other answers remain on the list. 740-383-9944. One has to do with school. We still have not gotten the one that has to do with school. Approaching 40 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Something that has to do with school. Something you would do in school that would get you in trouble. Now, the other one is just something a lot of kids do, but it covers a lot of areas. We said earlier, if you said, go clean your room, what might a kid do that would get you in trouble? Go ahead, caller.
Skipping school.
Not skipping school. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not skipping school. Name something a little kid would do that would get them in trouble. Something a little kid would do that would get them in trouble. Go ahead, caller.
Skipping school.
Not skipping school. Good.
What is that? Oh, we lost the caller there. Give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Well, here we go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
What about not sharing?
Not sharing. Not on the list today.
Okay, one more real quick. What about not doing their chores?
Not on their list either.
Okay.
No chores on the list today. Not doing your chores. Name something that a little kid would do that would get them in trouble. One has to do with school. Now, we have not gotten that one yet. There is one on here that has to do with school. What is that? 740-383-9944. The one that has to do with school has eluded us for a little while here this morning. It's number, what is it, number six on the list? Go ahead, caller.
Maybe it's biting someone else.
Not biting, but a good guess.
Thank you.
No biting on the list today. 740-383-9944. Name something a little kid would do that would get them in trouble. Talking back, one. Fighting, two. Misbehaving, three. Throwing a tantrum, number five. Lying, number seven. And using bad language is number eight. But there are still two answers left on the big board here this morning. Now, one does have to do with school. We still have not gotten this one. There's one answer on this list that has to do with schooling. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Something you could do at school that would get you in trouble. And then the other one is kind of a broad answer. It's something kids do all the time. There are kids doing it today. When you tell a kid, go clean their room, what might they do? That's kind of where we were with that one earlier. If you told a kid, go clean your room, what might they do that would get them in trouble? 740-383-9944. All right. The category again, name something a little kid would do that would get them in trouble. Talking back is one, fighting is two, misbehaving number three, throwing a tantrum number five, lying number seven, and using bad language is number eight. So what are the other two answers? 740-383-9944. Again, one has to do with school, something you would do at school that would get you in trouble. And then the other one is just something a child would do in response to something else. Go ahead, caller.
Not brushing their teeth.
Not on the list.
And not getting up.
Like for school?
Yes.
That's a good guess. Not on the list, though.
Okay, thank you.
Two good guesses. But, okay, now here, back to one of our points. If you told a kid to get up for school, what is something they might do that would get them in trouble? See, we're kind of back to that point. If you told a kid, get up for school, what might they do that would get them in trouble? Think about that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, the category is, tell me something specific that a little kid would do that would get them in trouble. That's the category. 740-383-9944. Talking back is the number one answer. Fighting number two. Misbehaving number three. Tantrum number five. All right, let's see if this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
I think someone might have already said talk back. That sass back?
You know, it's... This is very close to the answer. If kind of back to the thing. If you said to a kid in the morning, get up for school, and what could they do that would get them in trouble if you said that to them, besides talking back?
I mean, other than the obvious, going back to sleep.
If they went back to sleep, what would that be?
That's disobeying.
Disobeying.
Being defiant.
They probably are being defiant, but what are they actually doing? If you said get up for school and they didn't do it, what are they doing?
Being lazy?
It's close. we're all around this one. It's very, very close to that.
Okay, I'll keep listening.
Keep thinking. Yeah, if you were to tell a kid to get up for school and they went back to sleep, What are they actually doing? What's the crime there? Go ahead, caller.
Not listening.
That's it. Not listening, which kids do a whole lot. That's
yes.
Number four on the list. Thank you. You got it.
Thanks.
Yes, the answer would be not listening is what they're doing. All right. Well, we've still got one left on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
How about it ignoring you?
Yeah, not listening. That's number four on the list.
Okay.
All right. Ignoring, not listening, however you would say it, that is the answer. All right. Tell me one thing specific that a little kid would do that would get them in trouble. Now we're just down to the one thing they would do at school, which we've had this on the board for a while, 47 minutes past the hour. What is something a kid could do at school that would get them in trouble? That's the hint. Number one on this list was talking back. Two was fighting. Three was misbehaving. Four was not listening. Tantrum was number five. Lying was number seven. Bad language was number eight. What could a kid do at school that would get them into trouble? Go ahead, caller.
How about throwing things?
Not throwing things, but throwing things could lead to this thing.
Okay.
Keep thinking. Yeah, it's something a kid would do at school that would get them into trouble. What could a kid do at school that would get them into trouble? That's going to finish off this category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If we get this, we can move on to the next category this morning. Go ahead, caller. Oh, that caller took a hiatus on us. 740-383-9944. Remember, if you call in and you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. 9944. What is the correct answer here today? Go ahead, caller.
Why are you storing things at school?
What's that?
Destroying, tearing things up.
Tearing things up? Nope, no destroying. That is not on the list today. What we're looking for is something that a child would do in class that would get them into trouble. Something a child would do in class that would get them in trouble. 740-383-9944. What would it be? The original category was name something a little kid would do that would get them sent to their room. But the final answer, we've gotten the other seven. But the final answer has to do with school. What could a child do at school that would get them into trouble? What is it? Maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Bad grades.
Not bad grades, but that's a good guess, too. Bad grades is always a good guess, but it is not on the list today. Name something a child would do that would get them into trouble at school. Go ahead, caller.
So, has anyone said talking back?
I don't know, but it's not on the list today.
Okay.
Not talking back. But, you know, all of these things that we're talking about, talking back, bullying, they could lead to this problem. Go ahead, caller.
Sent to the office.
Not sent to the office. Good guess, though.
Yep.
No sent to the office, but you probably would get sent to the office if you did this. Something you would do in school that would get you into trouble. What would that be? Something a little kid could do in school that would get them into trouble. 51 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Are we going to get this final answer? Go ahead, caller.
By refusing to listen to your teacher.
Not refusing to listen to the teacher. But again, refusing to listen to the teacher might cause this problem. So it's all cause and effect, I guess, at this particular point. Go ahead, caller. Disrupting the class. That's what it is. Number five or number six on the list. You got
it. We just had to keep chomping away at the bit, didn't we, Scott?
We chomped away like a fruitcake. It took us a long time.
Yeah, I heard you going on and on about that. And they're only $5. I called just to make sure they had a few. I'm going to go get them on my lunch hour.
Oh, they knocked them down to five. Were they 10?
They were never 10. I don't know who told you they were 10.
Well, somebody called in here and said they were 10.
Hey, listen, I'm your fruitcake resource. You need to know anything about, you just call me.
Well, did they say why they had so many left?
I don't know that they have so many left.
Well, they do.
I think the lady said they only had a few.
A few? Well, go by and
you
look
in the... You have to act now while supplies last.
Well, so, no, I don't think so. I think they'll be there for quite... Unless you buy them all.
Good. More for me.
There
bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Yes, the answer was disrupting class. So, the category was named something specific that a little kid would do that would get them in trouble. Talking back, fighting, misbehaving, not listening, throwing a temper tantrum, disrupting class, lying, and using bad language. Those are the category. All right, category answers. All right, here comes another call into the station. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, good morning. I know you just finished up the category there, but I wanted to mention that this is a little premature, but I know you get a big listening audience, and I want to catch people while they were listening. On the 22nd of February, Monday, which is Washington's birthday, I'm going to be on Mike's show, Mike Wilson's show, at 5:15, and we're going to talk all about George Washington.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, what he did before he was president and what he did afterwards. I think a lot of people don't know that he had a very wide career, so besides just being president.
You know, maybe you'll know something about this, and I don't mean this to be funny, but I have seen this on programs lately, was talk of him being, how do I want to say this, that he might have been a little gay. I've heard that recently.
Well, I think a lot of these history rumors, or rumors of history, however you want to call them, get started sometimes in odd ways. Now, I personally, I've read probably 24 books on George Washington, and I've never read anything that would indicate that in any way. But I'm not disputing it one way or the other if someone comes up with some proof. Now, if you want to talk about James Buchanan, that's a little different story, our 15th president.
Well, it was interesting because I had never seen that on a television documentary about Washington, and this was one that was very favorable to him. I mean, they certainly gave him all kinds of credit, but and this was silly, but they talked about, you know, him wearing the wig, mm-hmm. and they talked about the makeup, and they talked mm-hmm. about the high boots, because he already was a tall man.
Sure.
And I don't know. I mean, it's possible it could have just been the style of the time, but I was surprised that they alluded to that.
And again, it was. And Washington had a very ruddy complexion. I do know that. So the makeup part doesn't confuse me any. And of course, the wigs, they all wore wigs in those days. I don't think those are really two indicators, although, you know, like I said, I'm not going to dispute it one way or the other because I have no concrete proof one way or the other. But we'll be talking about, you know, his life before the Revolutionary War. He was a surveyor. A lot of people don't know that, the things that occurred after his life. And so, yeah, it should be an interesting show, and we'll talk about it more between now and then. But I just wanted to mention it because I know you always get a lot of people listening to your show in the morning.
Well, I appreciate. So that's coming up on the week from Monday.
Well, no, actually, it's in February. It's his birthday.
Oh, February, February.
And like I said, I'm a little early, but I wanted to get the word out because I do think it we'll have an interesting conversation that night. February 22nd, his actual birthday, not the day that they call President's Day, which is a combination of him and Lincoln, but his actual birthday, February 22nd.
Do you know, that came about because of he and Lincoln, but do you know, I mean, was there a particular reason why President's Day falls when it falls, because it's not the same day every year?
Well, no, it's always on a Monday, and specifically it was to give federal employees an extra holiday.
Well, that sounds good. why
that's
not?
That's truly what caused it.
Well, you know what? Certain things are happen like that. Well, it's like Labor Day. I always say this at Labor Day. People on Memorial Day, they know it's about the graves and honoring the troops. Fourth mm-hmm. of July, you know that's about independence. Labor Day, it was constructed for unions, but unions they don't talk about that anymore.
Well, there aren't that many unions left anymore, really. I mean, no big unions, not, you know, like United Auto Workers is fading, AFL-CIO, you know, a lot of those unions are almost a thing of the past.
Yeah, why? Well, it's a fascinating. Well, so coming up in February on Washington's actual birthday, how old would he be?
Oh, my word, I haven't done the calculation on that. That's one we'll have to bring up that
we'll
night.
Have to bring. You know, stay tuned for that date in February, to find out how old Washington would be, but getting up there at this point.
Yeah, well, yeah, born in the 1700s. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, have a great one.
Thanks, Fred. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Coming up, I think February 22nd was the date on the Mike Wilson Show, Monday, 5:15 until 6 p.m. here on WWGH Radio. Fred Malone will be the guest, and the topic will be the life and times of George Washington. How about that? That'll be, you know, you hear all these things about these presidents, and who really knows what was going on? I think some of those things are salacious and really don't matter anyway. I mean, what difference would it make if he was in a same-sex relationship at this point? I don't know, as Fred said, that those are indicators, the wig and all that makeup, but at this point, who cares? I don't know what that would indicate. 57.5 minutes past the hour. Now, we are going to come back. We're not going to get in because we've only got 2.5 minutes here. But next hour, we're going to continue on with this family feud. Now, remember, we've got the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker this morning, 11:10 until 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And then the Exchange Club at 12 o'clock today, 12:15 to 1 p.m. And we'll have two panelists in here doing all the current events, but it won't just be current events. It'll be other things as well. You know, topics of the day, new studies, interesting facts. So that's coming up today at 12:15. So we'll have one more hour of Family Feud this morning, and the category we're going to come back with next hour, so start thinking about this. Don't call in yet. Wait till we come back at 10:15. But here's going to be the category, and there are six answers to this. If you were arrested and could only make one phone call, who would you call? Actually, it's whom. Whom is the proper language there. Whom would you call? If you were arrested and could only make one phone call, whom would you call? Now, we're going to come back after the break at 10:15 with that one. We've got six answers. Remember again, Family Feud will continue next hour, starting at 10:15. If you were arrested and could only make one phone call, whom would you call? Also, don't forget, Fred Malone on Mike Wilson's show on Washington's birthday, February, next month. It'll be a Monday, 5:15 to 6 p.m. on this station. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up this morning at 11:10 a.m. And the Exchange Club today with two panelists and a whole lot of current events. And you can call in during the Exchange Club and give your opinion as well at 740-383-9944 coming up at 12:15 today. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming on the net at WWGH1071.com. Back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's not a big old accident.